The VPM Daily Newscast is sponsored by Kanawha Capital Management. Your financial life is unique, complex, and dynamic. Kanawha Capital Management's team of credentialed professionals has been helping its clients build wealth and confidence through personalized planning and informed investing since 1989. Learn more at cancap.com. That's K-A-N-C-A-P.com.
You're listening to the VPM Daily Newscast, the recap of today's top stories in Central Virginia.
From the VPM Newsroom in Charlottesville, I'm Megan Moore. Mpox, the viral disease formerly known as monkeypox, is on the rise again nationwide. There are double the number of cases this year compared to 2023. The virus is spread through direct contact with an infected person's bodily fluids and can cause flu-like symptoms and rashes. The Virginia Department of Health has reported 16 new cases since the beginning of this year. That's already more than all the cases in 2023. To learn more, Michael Scherer from partner station WAMU spoke with Christopher Morris. He's a professor of global health at the George Washington University Milken Institute School of Public Health.
Is Mpox dangerous?
Yeah, I mean, it certainly is something that, for the clade that's caused this 2022 outbreak and that's currently spreading, it has a very, a low case fatality rate, but it does cause in many people some significant, injury, scarring. These pustules that the disease causes are portals of infection for secondary bacterial infections and such as well. And they can be incredibly painful, debilitating. And of course, if the scars are left in obvious places, they can be disfiguring.
What are the main challenges in controlling the spread of Mpox?
I have not necessarily seen what might be changing trends-wise here and why we're seeing an uptick, other than the fact that we did not get this out of our population. And so it is a communicable disease, and there are maybe protective behaviors that were adopted during 2022 that have eroded because of a lack of understanding this is still out there. And certainly there has not been anywhere near the push to continue vaccination and maintain education. We have less of a response because I think there was a lot of wishful thinking that this was already taken care of, done and dusted.
Are there at-risk populations for this disease?
Well, certainly it was associated with the MSM population in 2022.
What's the MSM population?
Men who have sex with men. Mm-hmm. And so that is a population that we saw most of the cases inside of for the 2022 outbreak. Thankfully, they're a rather health aware and open to health informations and interventions. They were, I think, very quickly able to be educated and vaccinated, and I think that really was a major reason why this outbreak was controlled at that time so handily. What I'm not sure of at this point is whether or not this uptick in cases is, again, constrained to the MSM population, or if we need to be much more quickly aware of any changes in what might be going on here.
If someone is concerned that they may have been exposed to Mpox, what should they do?
They should probably reach out to their healthcare provider there and see if there's any expectation that they may have actually been exposed. And look at getting vaccinated as soon as possible if they haven't already been.
That was Christopher Morris speaking with Michael Scherer from partner station WAMU. This has been the VPM Daily Newscast.
You can stay connected to what matters by heading to vpm.org/news or follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at MyVPM.
VPM.
Hi, it's Terry Gross, the host of Fresh Air. We bring you in-depth, long-form interviews with actors, directors, musicians, authors, journalists, and more. Listen to our Peabody Award-winning Fresh Air podcast from WHYY and NPR.